In Colombia, a tiny spit of land jutting south gives the country its only access to the Amazon River. But now, drought and the shifting course of the river are leaving Colombia's lone Amazon port town high and dry. And as John Otis reports, that's led to a border dispute between Colombia and Peru.
The Colombian town of Leticia sits on the banks of the Amazon River, which forms the border with Peru. Leticia also lies next to Brazil, which is why this remote jungle region is known as the Triple Frontier. Tourists, riverboat pilots, and shoppers from all three countries come and go as they please. As the local saying goes, people here eat breakfast in Colombia, lunch in Peru, and have dinner in Brazil. But this good neighbor vibe is starting to go sour due to the meandering of the Amazon River. Drought, sedimentation, and natural shifts in the water flow are gradually pushing the river farther south into Peru and away from Colombia. A Colombian Navy study predicts that within 5 years, Leticia could be landlocked. That's a huge deal because there are no highways connecting this jungle town of 55,000 people to any other region of Colombia.
Entonces nosotros dependemos de un intercambio diario constante que hay entre los tres países para vivir. El río es la base esencial de lo que entra y sale.
Instead, says university professor Santiago Duque, the river is the town's lifeline, with boats providing transportation, as well as food and supplies from Peru and Brazil. As the river has receded, Leticia's cargo wharf has been extended several times to reach the river. But during dry season, it sits on dry land. As a result, cargo boats must be unloaded by hand.
Workers are carrying crates of beer, sacks of flour, bags of rice, and they have to walk about 100 yards up the muddy riverbank to waiting trucks. It's a really slow process.
Colombian officials largely ignored the problem, but that changed in July thanks to a dispute with Peru over a tiny Amazon River island. It's called Santa Rosa and lies a few hundred yards across the water from Leticia. Santa Rosa formed in the 1970s and has never been formally allocated to either country. About 3,000 Peruvians live there, yet Colombia also claims the island. When Peru suddenly upgraded Santa Rosa's status from village to town, giving it a larger government presence, Colombian President Gustavo Petro flew to Leticia to protest.
Colombia no reconoce la soberanía del Perú sobre la denominada Isla de Santa Rosa.
In a speech, Petro said, Colombia does not recognize Peruvian sovereignty over Santa Rosa.
De ninguna manera dejaré perder el río Amazonas a manos de Perú.
Then, in a bizarre stunt, Daniel Quintero, a Colombian presidential candidate, posted a video of himself sneaking onto Santa Rosa and raising a Colombian flag. Whipping up nationalist sentiment is nothing new for politicians. However, Santa Rosa would give Colombia greater access to the Amazon River. What's more, Colombians are tired of losing territory. The most infamous case is Panama, which used to be a Colombian province. Then, in 1903, the U.S. helped cook up a revolution so it could build the Panama Canal.
Papacita.
Colombia and Peru have often wrangled over their frontier and in 1932 fought a brief border war. Experts say both nations have legitimate claims to Santa Rosa and should settle things diplomatically. In the meantime, I set out for Santa Rosa to find out what people there think.
So we're motoring across the Amazon River in a boat. We've just left Colombian territory and we can now see a huge red and white Peruvian flag flying over the island of Santa Rosa.
Indeed, folks here are proudly Peruvian. But it's not like they're spoiling for a fight. They often shop, send their kids to school, and get medical care in Leticia.
Nunca hubo problema. Somos como una hermandad, tres fronteras.
We've never had problems with Colombia, says fisherwoman Flor Gomez. We are like brothers. In the town park, I ask Santa Rosa Mayor Max Ortiz about the dispute. He says it boils down to the ever-changing course of the Amazon River. And he points out, you can't mess with Mother Nature. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Santa Rosa, Peru.